I wanted to come and do this episode because I wanted to show you, you have options. I don't want you to feel that you're stuck in this social media prison where you feel you have to be there every day or you have to be posting regularly and it's killing you. And it's not actually growing your business, but it's just making you feel like utter, utter crap. I don't want you to feel like that because you don't have to feel like that. There are other ways to play the role of social media in your business without social media if you really don't want to be on social media anymore. Welcome to Creative Slurp Podcast, giving you the juice to build a successful creative business with me, Victoria Brown, a creative business advisor, former jeweler and craft fanatic. Now you're in the right place if you want to find real talk, inspiration and the best tips and strategies for your handmade business without the overwhelm. We're all about making business exciting and fun. Now buckle up and let's get started. You don't have to be on social media for your business. There, I said it. You don't have to be on social media for your business. And in this episode, I'm going to explain why you don't need to be on social media and what else you can do instead to promote your business. Now, let's be clear, this isn't an anti-social media podcast episode. I'm on social media myself, and I think there's definitely a place for social media. Having said that, I also don't think we should all automatically assume that we should be on all social media platforms or even any social media platforms. I think it's really about looking at what's right for you and your business, looking at the role of social media in your business, and just seeing if it is a worthwhile exercise for you and something you want to take time to involve yourself in. What I want you to go away from this podcast episode with is the knowledge that you don't have to be on social media, but that is the decision that you need to make for you and your business. So why have I even started this episode? Well, it's funny because I had a newsletter from Creative Boom pop into my inbox this morning, and there was an article linked in it that was all about telling you how to quit social media. Not about the strategy behind quitting, but literally which buttons to press to quit different platforms and to delete your accounts, which is quite extraordinary. A few years ago, I don't think that would even have been a topic, but social media is just so much in the media at the moment. We've got all the shenanigans at Twitter, platform completely changing its name and just leaving the Twitter brand behind and going with X. A lot of changes happening there. We've seen huge businesses over the last few years, huge businesses just completely reject social media, which is fascinating. 2 years ago, we saw Lush announce they were leaving social media and they're still no longer there. We've got businesses like Wetherspoons not on social media. And even Tesla at one point weren't on Facebook. And I don't know if that's still the case, but I would have thought that they're on Twitter, or should we say X now, given that Elon Musk runs both companies. But my point is that they've made that decision because it's the right decision for them. Very often when we start our businesses, I find that people sign up for a social media account because they feel they have to. Most business owners don't stop and think about the best social media platforms for them, and they don't really sit and think of their strategy. It's more often than not, they sign up, create their business, and then they sign up for a Facebook page or an Instagram account to go along with it, because that's what, I don't know, their Uncle Bob said they needed to do. Oh, you'll need a Facebook account for that. So they do it. And they don't really question why. And Facebook has definitely got its uses for businesses. And there is definitely a place for it. But the truth is, it's getting harder and harder to be seen on Facebook and any social media accounts these days. And if you are a very small business owner, that is to say that you do and create all of your own social media content, and it's taking up more and more time for less and less reward, and you feel, you know, totally overwhelmed by the amount of content, and it almost becomes this thing that you have to do, this big albatross that you're carrying around, that you feel that you have to do for your business. But if you don't stop and ask yourself, well, what's the impact of that social media? What's the point? Then you could be spending days and days out of your month, valuable time every month that you could be spending elsewhere on your business, just creating content, which actually isn't making any impact at all. So for that reason, I just would really urge you, if you've never thought about this stuff before, stop what you're doing. Have a think about the channels you're on. Have a think about your customers. Have a think about the return you think you're getting from social media and decide whether it's worth your time. Whether it's worth as much time as you're currently spending, maybe you can simplify it. Maybe you can do something different. Maybe you want to stop it completely, or maybe you want to change platforms. Whatever it is, that's absolutely fine. But you need to be confident that it's the right thing for your business, that it's not wasting your time, and it's actually bringing a return. Now, quitting social media is a funny thing because we hear, like we say, about the businesses that quit social media. You know, Lush quit social media 2 years ago. What does that actually mean? That means they've deleted their account and they're no longer posting or can no longer be tagged in posts. However, they clearly can't stop. A brand like that cannot stop people posting about them on social media. So whether they like it or not, people are still, you know, for big brands like that, people are still going to post about you. It's just that you're not part of the conversation. And it's worth remembering that, because although we can delete accounts, we're never going to fully remove ourselves from the conversation. And that might be a bad thing if things are going on that we feel we want to contribute to. But that also may be a really good thing, because in the case of Lush, so many people are still creating content about Lush, I imagine, because they've got such shareable products and such shareable experiences in their shops. People are still going to be posting. So Lush are still getting lots and lots of people posting user-generated content about their brand, and it's all free, really. I mean, beyond what they're creating in, you know, they create the products and they create the experiences which people are inspired to share, but they're not having to manage the social media accounts. They're not having to deal with the day-to-day nitty-gritty of social media, deal with the trolls and the abuse. They're getting all this lovely user-generated content without actually doing anything. And they are absolutely brilliant because they perpetuate this by creating these experiences. So recently there was a Wes Anderson pop-up in London, and it was an experience for people to come and know what it's like almost to be in a Wes Anderson film set. And it was in collaboration with Lush, who also contributed to this pop-up event. I think it's absolute genius because although Lush say they're not on social media, they're not creating content for social media, by creating this experience, they are inviting people. They're, of course, actively inviting people. They're creating a really photography-friendly, Instagrammable experience for people to share. You know, of course they're on social media. They're creating this experience for people to go along, take photographs of, and share on their social media. Absolute genius. At the same time, they control that environment, but they don't have to be bothered with all the social media rubbish. So absolutely brilliant. And that works for them. And they don't have to deal with any of the hassle of social media or any of the other stuff that goes along with it. Wetherspoons are another one. So Wetherspoons have stopped doing social media a few years ago. And if you don't know what Wetherspoons are, they're a pub chain in the UK. And Wetherspoons have decided to come off social media, I think mainly because of a lot of abuse that's going on there. And it's true, I think that Twitter had become this kind of place where you felt you had to be as a brand, but then all you kind of dealt with was customer complaints constantly and people whinging and people moaning. And it's like, what was the point in that as a brand? Having said that, Wetherspoons, you know, I suspect still get lots of user-generated content because, of course, people go out and socialise in Wetherspoons and post about it on their social media account. So you can never say that Wetherspoons has left social media. But what they've done is they've left their account. You know, they're not there to be abused anymore, I guess. And that seems to work for them. So with all these problems around social media, why would we want to be on social media? What is the point of social media anyway. It's to help people to discover our brand. Brand discovery, business discovery, so people can find us. If we're on Facebook, people can find us. If we're on Instagram, people can find us. Now, that used to be, in my experience, much easier than it is now. There weren't so many businesses on Facebook and Instagram. It was easier for people to find you. You got more engagement on your posts. It was so much easier for people to find you. The truth of the matter is that now it has got more difficult. So if your accounts have got crickets, you don't get any engagement, and you're really sick and tired of it, you could spend lots of time building a strategy to drive more people. But the reality is, it's always going to be a certain degree of effort. You're never going to have that complete control. So you need to ask yourself, is social media right for me or not? Is it where I want to spend my time? Do I want to invest more in a strategy, or do I want to discover something else? And I've got to say, from my personal experience, although I am on social media, I'm on Instagram a lot less than I used to be for that very reason. I just don't see the return on there. I'm on LinkedIn more because of the nature of my business now is that I'm working with slightly larger businesses. So that's a good place for me to be. And also, I think that LinkedIn has changed. And that's another thing to bear in mind when you're choosing social media platforms. But ultimately, I think if you are a very, very small business, maybe one or a few people, I personally think that the things that are winning right now in attracting customers, so that would traditionally be the role of social media to attract your customers, is PR and networking. Those are the biggest bangs for your buck right now if you are a very small business. And if you're not doing them, you are missing out. I can tell you why they're so powerful. And that is because they involve people and community and recommending you. And also, there is no algorithm, let's face it. And what I mean is, when someone sees a business on Facebook, they might see, I don't know, say you've got a bakery, they may see two bakeries on Facebook. Now, how are they going to choose which bakery to go for and to go and buy cakes from, or go and order a birthday cake from? Well, they'll probably look at pictures, and they'll probably look at testimonials on Facebook. And that's if they actually find you, because there might be a huge number of bakeries on there anyway. And so if you've got Facebook testimonials and Facebook reviews, that may really help you. But at the end of the day, people have a bit of a deep distrust of Facebook and social media. So they're going to take it all with a bit of a pinch of salt. On the other hand, imagine if they spoke to their friend or someone in another business who they know, and that person recommended your bakery. That word of mouth is better than them looking you up on Facebook, because it has that kudos attached to it. It has the kudos that leads to people being more likely to trust and therefore buy from you. So networking and PR can both give you a dose of that kudos that you desperately need to be able to set yourself out from other people. And here's how it works. If you're networking, for example, and you're part of different groups of businesses or different other groups of people, then you're more likely to get yourself known amongst those people. And then when those people are talking to someone else, they're more likely to recommend you. That's the way networking works, very simply. And it's very, very powerful because of that word of mouth, because of that kudos, because of that trust that you need to build to get people who want to buy from you. Now, PR is a little bit the same. So when I talk about PR, what I mean is maybe things like, I mean, there's lots of different types of PR, but when I'm talking about PR here, probably more media coverage. If you are on the radio or you've been on the TV or in a magazine and someone sees you, people automatically think more of you. They trust you more from having been in that magazine publication, depending what it is, obviously. They're more likely to probably have a higher level of trust if you're in a publication like Forbes compared to if you're in The Sun. But publicity is publicity. It gets you out there. But not only does it get you out there, it gives you that much needed kudos. If you are a business person but don't do any PR, you haven't been in any publications, and then you are a business person that has been on the BBC, people perceive the BBC to be trustworthy. They will trust you more than the person that's not on the BBC because of that automatic dose of kudos and trust you get from that coverage. It's just the way people work. So you can see now, if you compare the kind of kudos and trust you get from networking and from recommendations by real people or by press coverage, you can see how that is going to put you head and shoulders above somebody that maybe they just find on Facebook because they don't really know who that person is. There are reviews, but they don't really know who the reviews are by. They could be fake. We hear things about it all the time. People are distrustful of social media until they get to know you. So social media is not as good as other methods like networking and getting press coverage for your business. And they can be much less time consuming. If you already regularly go to networking events, then how can you leverage that more? You know, you only need to maybe go to one or two events a month to start to build your network. Now, you do need to do it consistently. You do need to do it regularly. But if you start going and you start going to networking events and also you book one-to-ones, that's the key, I think. If you book one-to-ones with a few people afterwards, either online or in person, and get to know those people and start building and building your network. And amazing things will start to happen. It won't happen overnight, but amazing things will start to happen because people can see you are a real person. It's really, really helpful. Now, if you don't know where to start with networking, I can tell you that Enterprise Nation host free meetups all over the country. They're virtual and free to attend. 1 hour a month, anyone can do that. And you just get to meet some other like-minded business owners. I know because I actually host some of the meetups myself. So if you live in the Coventry, Solihull, Warwickshire, kind of West Midlands area, you can come along to my meetups. In fact, we take people from anywhere, so you can come anyway. But just look up on the Enterprise Nation platform and look up local meetups and you can just sign up for the meetups. We're really friendly. We're really warm. There's really small businesses and everyone is really supportive. And I love the fact that they always give recommendations. If somebody needs help with something, they offer other contacts or support or help and advice. And it's really genuinely lovely community. So just start the networking. I think whatever kind of business you are, you can't go wrong with networking and building connections with real people who can go and recommend you. But you can't just go along to one networking event and that's it. You need to keep going back and you also need to connect up with those people afterwards. That is the key to it. And then that is so much more powerful than social media because on social media, people don't really see your post that much. It's all right to say, okay, I'm going to keep in touch with people on social media. But a very, very small percentage of people will see your posts. You see a very small percentage of other people's posts these days as well. So it's actually really hard. It's much better to go along to a networking event, a virtual or in real life networking, doesn't really matter. But just get along to events regularly. And I try and aim for a couple a month. Now, the other thing I mentioned, PR, that is massively, massively powerful. And if you want to go more in depth with PR, I can really, really recommend Lucy Werner's book, Hype Yourself. She was a guest on this podcast a few episodes back as well. She's amazing and has got all sorts of brilliant creative suggestions for improving your PR. But I've just got one suggestion that I'm going to share with you very quickly because it's very, very easy to do. And it's free. Again, I'm all for free. Basically, that's to leverage. And actually, I was talking to Lucy about this the other day, weirdly. It's to leverage the power of regional media. I mean things like local newspapers, local magazines, all these kind of local publications that are desperate for content. They're desperate to know about people like you who can share things, share their knowledge, share their news, find out what they're up to, find out the good news stories that are happening. So by getting in touch with them, you are actually doing a favour. So what I'd recommend that you do is have a look, see what's out there in terms of radio stations, which radio stations, which publications cover your patch. And try and find the journalist there that might be interested in your story. I know this because I used to be a local radio journalist for a long time. I used to produce shows and I was always looking for business owners we could talk to on the radio who were confident talkers. And when I say confident, you know, just have something to say. And it doesn't always have to be about business, but it could be. But it could be that we were looking for people to review papers every morning. And if you make yourself known with those radio producers, with those journalists in the local newspapers, then a business story comes up, I don't know, about business rates or whatever else is in the news. if they've got your name and they know you and you're front of mind, they're more likely to come and ask you for a comment. You see people appear in the paper and say, well, how come, you know, Josie from the Bakers down the road always gets herself in the paper? Probably because the journalist simply knows her, and it's really easy for them to pick up the phone and say, oh, Josie, what do you think about this latest news story? Now, will that immediately get me more sales? The minute that paper comes out, will it get you more sales? No. And that is where you might get put off, but don't, because getting in the media and getting your name out there is a long-term strategy of brand building. It gets you known, it gets you noticed, and after time you'll start to build your brand and your people will start to recognize what you do. People will start talking about you. That takes time, so it might take a few trips to the radio station to be able to get to that level. But it all starts with you engaging with local journalists, sharing something that you're doing in your business that is interesting, that is new, and or just sharing a comment that you have on a news story that's going on at the moment. You just need to be a little bit brave at the start, get yourself known, and the opportunities are enormous. And this is the thing I always say, don't be scared to approach these journalists, because as long as they're not on a deadline, they're going to want to hear from you. Journalists are desperate for stories from real people. Take it from me, because I was a journalist for a long time and I was desperate to try and find more people we could get on the radio rather than the same old people all the time. So try and engage with these journalists, try and engage with these radio producers. And you might even find some, the local networking group, for example, or you might just have to do a bit of emailing or cold calling or whatever it is and get to know them and just tell them about, you know, just pitch to them what you've got to offer and the value you think you can offer to their program or to their publication. It sounds a bit scary, but it's totally doable. And believe me, once you get your name known to those journalists, not only will it pay back in terms of brand recognition, brand building, getting your name out there, it will take you a lot less time than creating content constantly for social media and not getting any engagement on it. So there's two strategies I really, really recommend that you look more into. And what about social media then? Well, that's completely up to you. Are you getting a return on it, on your business? Is it taking up a good amount of time, or is it taking up too much time? Be honest, have a look, monitor how long you are taking on creating these posts, monitor the return you are getting, and decide whether it's right for you. The job of social media is to attract new customers to your business, to help them get to know you better, and to keep you front of mind. Is it doing that for you? If it's not, then there will probably be some other marketing channels and tactics that can do that better. Be open to new ways of working and give something else a go. Now, it might be that deleting accounts might be a bit drastic. You might decide to take a break. You could put something on your Instagram saying, we're currently taking a break. You can find us wherever. There is no right or wrong to this. But I wanted to come and do this episode because I wanted to show you you have options. I don't want you to feel that you're stuck in this social media prison where you feel you have to be there every day or you have to be posting regularly and it's killing you and it's not actually growing your business, but it's just making you feel like utter crap. I don't want you to feel like that, because you don't have to feel like that. There are other ways to play the role of social media in your business without social media if you really don't want to be on social media anymore. Just because you come off social media doesn't mean you can control what other people say about you on social media. That is true. But if you find it's overwhelming and it's not right for you, then that is a decision that you can make. You have the power to make it. And I want you to take control of that and you make the decision about your business, because you are the right person to do that. And actually, there is no forever, really, unless a platform disappears. There is no forever. You can always come back to it. Yes, your engagement will go down, but chances are, if you're thinking about getting rid of social media and not being on it anymore, chances are your engagement is low anyway. So make the decision that is right for you. You can do social media, but you don't need to be on there. So be bold, be brave, and be you. Thank you so much for listening to Creative Slurp. I hope it's inspired you to try something new in your business. If you loved it, please take the time to leave a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. See you soon, and go and chase your biggest creative business dreams. You can do it.